89.3 The Current. It's time for Eating and Drinking with The Current, our Wednesday check-in with the morning show's food, dining, and beverage authorities from around town. Dara Moskowitz-Grumdahl is senior editor at Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine, and she's going to be part of Minnesota Public Radio News' Top Coast Festival, which is on its way the weekend of May 31st to June 1st. And you can check out more information at topcoast.mprnews.org. Basically, it's an exchange of ideas regarding politics, pop culture, healthcare, technology, and food. And that's where Dara comes in. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So you are going to be talking to someone that you really admire at the Top Coast Festival. And tell me who this is and what she has done in food culture.
All right. Well, I am going to be talking to Melanie Warner. She is one of my new heroes. She is an investigative journalist and wrote this amazing book called Pandora's Lunchbox. So Pandora's Lunchbox is kind of the book that we really need. It is an examination of what's in processed food. Of course, processed food is like all the food that we eat so frequently. What's in cereal? What's not in cereal? What's in a Subway sandwich and what's not in there? So Subway sandwich, 150 weird, dry, powdery chemicals. And she was the person who really got to the bottom of this and just kind of just kept going after chemical, chemical, chemical.
And she kind of blew the lid off of chemicals in bread when it comes to Subway. And I'm not going to try to even pronounce this chemical, but the yoga mat chemical.
I've been taking lessons on this one. It's azodicarbonamide.
Okay.
Okay, so yes, she's the one who did the research about azodicarbonamide, the yoga mat chemical, and people launched petitions online saying, like, get this horrible toxin, like a tanker truck of this spilled over in Chicago and they evacuated, you know, square miles of the city because it's so toxic and dangerous, but we're eating it every day. So she's the one who was like, this is the problem. Someone else started a petition. Now Subway is saying we're taking it out of our bread. That's a really great first step. This book is chock-a-block full of like 1,000 other examples, things that you would never know about. Like you think you see fortified food, you think, oh, this cereal has vitamins. This has cereal has vitamin
and
E.
And fiber and everything I need for the morning.
Yeah. Well, she very eloquently explains that vitamin E in sunflowers is one part of an 8-part, you know, little package that comes. And vitamin E in cereal is just a sprayed on one part thing. You probably know these studies that always come out like, oh, don't take a multivitamin. Nothing happens. Well, she actually explains why this is. And I mean, just huge implications for how we eat. And that's kind of what Top Coast is going to be, I believe. It's really a lot of these exciting big thinkers who are going to give us really great information about all kinds of things. Also on the day that I am, John Foley, also one of my heroes, he has done the most interesting work. He leads the University of Minnesota's Institute on the Environment. Amazing stuff that he's doing about what GMOs are really doing to the environment around us. There's some other amazing, inspiring speakers talking about why children should be in nature. I'm so excited about this festival.
It's NPR News Top Coast Festival. It's May 31st through June 1st, and it's Big Ideas and New Solutions, the Top Coast Festival. We'll have a link to it as well as our conversation, Dara, at thecurrent.org. And good luck with that conversation. I mean, that just sounds like huge. I don't know how much time you guys are going to have to talk, but
we're going to get really into it. I'm excited.
And we've been talking about Melanie Warner and her book, Pandora's Lunchbox. Dara Moskowitz-Grumdahl is senior editor at Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine. Thanks, Dara.
Thank you.
It's 89.3 The Current.